I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I am sinking in the mud, without a rock to stand on, plunged into the waters of the deep, and the waves now overwhelm me. I am tired of shouting. My throat is raw. My eyes are swollen, worn out from looking for God. Many hate me without cause. They outnumber the hairs on my head. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. Let those who hope in you not be ashamed because of me, Adonai Sabaoth. May those seeking you not be humiliated because of me, O God of Israel. It is for your name that I suffer insults, that shame covers my face. Rejected by my family, I am now a stranger to my kin. I am consumed with zeal for your cause. Insults meant for you now fall on me. Adonai, hear this my prayer. Favor me now with your compassion, and send me your ready help. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from all that I fear. Lift me above the rising waters. Do not let these waters drown me. The deep is ready to swallow me. The pit closes me in its mouth unless you come to my aid. Answer me, Adonai, for your love is kind. Turn to me with your compassion. Face me, I am desperate. Answer your servant now. Come quickly to my rescue. Free me from all that I fear. Their insults have broken my spirit. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for comfort and sympathy. None could be found. They poisoned all of my food and gave me vinegar to drink. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise your name with a song. I will glorify you with thanksgiving. A gift you prefer to oxen, more to you than beasts for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, shall be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For Adonai listens to the needy, and does not spurn us in our chains. Let the heavens and earth sing out their praise, along with the sea and all living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Citizens will dwell there in safety. Their children will inherit this blessing. Those who love God's name shall always dwell there. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. Here begins the lamentations of Jeremiah the prophet. Aleph. How lonely she sits, the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become. She that was great among the cities has become a vassal. Beth. She weeps bitterly in the night, tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Gimel. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and hard servitude. She dwells now among the nations, but finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. Dalal. The ways to Zion mourn, for none come to the appointed feasts. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan. Her maidens have been sent away, and she herself suffers bitterly. Her foes have become her head. Her enemies prosper. Because Adonai has made her suffer for the multitude of her transgressions, her children have gone away, captives before the foe. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, turn back again to Adonai Elohim.
And pray, watch and pray. Stay with me, remain here with me. Watch and pray, watch and pray. The Spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak. Stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray, watch. Stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray, watch and pray. Abba, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. Stay with me, remain here with me. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Stay with me, remain here with me. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Abba, if this cannot pass me by without my drinking it, your will be done. Stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray. Stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray, watch and pray.
Almighty and ever-loving God, your Son wept over Jerusalem, and like a mother hen stretched out his arms on the cross to gather her children. May all who celebrate his Passover find comfort and protection under those mighty wings, for he lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.